Shall we lift up our two hands to heaven? Everybody, lift up your two hands to heaven and give God thanks for the privilege to be in His presence today. Celebrate and magnify Him. Would you ask Him to speak to you this morning? I want to hear from you, Jesus, today. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Lord Jesus, thank you again for the privilege to be in your presence today. Our eyes are on you. Send your word the way of every one of us today. Let today answers to His name in everyone's life. Grant each one here today a turnaround encounter. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Also, by the anointing today, let every spiritual deafness be healed. Let every spiritual blindness be healed. Open new chapters to everyone's life today. In Jesus' precious name. I have dominion. Give the Lord a big hand of praise, and please, you may be comfortably seated. Amen. Two testimonies today are more than enough messages. Just 1 week of prompt response brought unthinkable favor to someone. I don't know, take this car. Somebody else is going to hit favor this week. You don't need to know anybody to get to any height in life. Those who do know their God shall be strong, and they shall do exploits. If you know what God demands of you, he says, those who do wickedly against the covenant shall live corrupt with flatteries. But those who do know their God and the covenant access to their desires, they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. And this dead child, because that daughter of Zion knew that if the spirit that raised her from the dead gains access to you, he that raised Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by his spirit. So he forced the oil into his mouth, and while the mockers were mocking, the quickening power of God brought her back to life. Now, so whatever may be dying or dead in anyone's life, in this anointing service today, they shall be quickened back to life. Let me quickly say this. that nothing creates a future like spiritual labor. Nothing creates a future like spiritual labor. Serving God and the interest of His kingdom is the master key to securing our glorious future in Christ. Every one of us has a glorious future. We have been called unto glory and virtue, not shame and reproach. The Bible says, God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, that also shall he reap. He that sows to the flesh, of the flesh he shall reap corruption. It's a relative term. But he that sows to the Spirit, investing his time, energy, and resources in spiritual stewardship, he shall reap life everlasting. You reap things by every other form of investment, but you reap life through spiritual investment. Bodily exercise profits little, but godly exercise or spiritual engagement is profitable unto all things, having the promise of the life which now is and the one which is to come. There is no comparing spiritual labor with any other form of labor. Spiritual labor brought up my son out of a no-car business with someone he never knew. An unusual favor. Through you say, Papa, say, prompt response is important. I can't wait. I'm going now. Serving God provides the best returns on our investment of time, energy, and resources. Thou shalt serve the Lord thy God, and He shall bless your bread and your wine. You don't beg serving God, I can tell you the truth. Waiting for God to serve you is what makes you a beggar. Exodus 23 and verse 25 and 26. Thou shalt serve the Lord thy God, and He shall bless thy bread and thy water. And I will take sickness away from you. There shall none cast their young in the land among them who are serving me, nor be barren, and the number of your days I will fulfill. Serving God is a platform for supernatural turnaround. There is no comparing returns on serving God with any other in life. I signed up for this in 1976. You don't need a calling to have. I had my calling in 1981. So it's not about a calling. It's about revelation. Serving God guarantees unending turnaround. Please get involved. Praying kingdom advancement prayer and getting people to Jesus so He can give them rest. And as you do that, you don't lose your rest. Amen. Because whatever good thing any man does, the same he shall receive from the Lord. If they obey and serve Him, what happens? They shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. Seeking first the kingdom of God empowers believers for dominion. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added to you. Not some of them, all of them. All of them. May this season of kingdom promotion change your story forever. Yeah. I'm telling you the truth in Christ, and I lie not. I have never been since I entered that covenant, September 12, 1976. I've never waited on at anybody's door waiting for him to do something for me. Go to the vineyard and work, and whatever is due, you will be paid. God pays his workers. You will never beg in your life. Your generation will not be termed beggars. So it's no harassment. When will Papa stop harassing? I'm not harassing you. I'm showing you the way to what you have been sweating to get. Showing you the way to live in a super healthy, strong, fulfilling, no games, no gimmicks lifestyle. And I must say this to you before the Lord. There is no human hand behind this commission. There is nobody on this earth that we will say, if that man or that woman were not there. Not one. The raw hand of God. May that raw hand of God come upon your life today. And all by serving God and the interest of his kingdom with all sincerity of heart. Remember, in all labor, there is profit. But there is no comparing the profit of serving God and the interest of his kingdom with any other kind of service. May Operation Come and See change your story forever. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Amen. We have been looking at this subject in this awesome month. The prophetic focus is divine guidance, is gateway to a world of exploit. And we've been looking at engaging the breakthrough power of divine guidance. We're in part two of this, to be ending this coming week. We have established the fact that every child of God has automatic access to the voice of God. You don't go to school to learn your mother tongue. You are born with this in your DNA. I know my sheep and they know my voice. So it's your birthright. Access to the voice of God is your birthright. It is our wrong positioning that blocks our ears to what God is saying. John 10:27. It said, my sheep hear my voice. So it's your birthright to hear his voice. And I know them and they follow me. Every yoke that may be blocking your ears to the voice of God, by the anointing today, they shall be destroyed. The voice of his guidance is the highway to our high places in life. Access to the voice of God always engenders testimonies. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord is powerful. And in his temple, verse 9, doth everyone speak of his glory. The voice of God brought this child to this forest. Whatever he says, his hands performs. Nobody goes down with access to the voice of God. He always leads forward. He always leads forward. When the Lord is your shepherd, you have access to his voice. He said, goodness and mercy will be following you all the days of your life. You shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's how divine guidance paves the way to a world of exploits. How do I assess divine guidance? One, you must desire to be guided. You must desire to be guided. Ezra chapter 8, verse 21 and 23. Ezra proclaimed a fast at the river Ahava for them to seek the face of God, to find the right way for them. We need to desire to be guided. Commit your ways to the Lord, trust also in Him, and He will bring it to pass. You commit your ways to know what God is asking to do, which way is asking you to go, and He will bring it to pass. Shall I pursue this host? Shall I overtake them? Shall I recover what they have stolen? He said, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake, and without fear recover all. First Samuel chapter 30, verse 6 to 9. And David recovered all. To assess divine guidance, we must recognize that only God can lead us into a glorious future. Nobody knows tomorrow like the one who creates it. Nobody knows tomorrow like the one who creates it. He knows the end from the beginning. Isaiah 46 and verse 9 and 10. He knows the end from the beginning. Remember the former things of old, for I'm God and there is none else. I'm God and there is none like me. Declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand and I shall perform. I will do all my pleasure. He knows the end from the beginning. There is no more reliable guide into our future like the one who creates it. Number three, we must create serene environment, quiet environment to assess His guidance. He guides by His still small voice. You saw that in the testimony of Elijah. And then there was an earthquake, there was fire, God was not there. And after the fire, a still small voice. 1 Kings chapter 19 and verse 11 and 12. A still small voice. In Proverbs chapter 18 verse 1, he said, through desire, a man having separated himself, seeketh an intermeddler with all wisdom. Now, hear this. The day this mandate was delivered, some 38 years ago, Jesus said to me, seek a quiet place, I want to talk to you. Most of us are too noisy to assess this still small voice. Seek a quiet place, I want to talk to you. And the heavens opened, and the voice of heaven came down. And now we are where we are today as a commission. By taking advantage of a quiet place. Seek a quiet place. I want to talk to you. Those who hear from God know that more often than not, a serene environment is required to assess the voice of God. Let's look at some of the proofs of divine guidance. One, you enjoy divine protection. when you are divinely guided. Reason. He goes with you wherever he leads you to go. And his presence is enough for any protection you may ever need. If God be for us, who can be against us? We enjoy divine protection as we follow his leading. He said, I will send my angel to go before thee, and he will keep you in all your ways. To keep thee in the way, and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. Exodus 23 verse 20. We enjoy divine protection. He sent the apostles, and they came back and said, even devils who are subject to us in your name. He said, relax. I gave you power when I sent you to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. You enjoy divine protection as he leads you. Number two proof of divine guidance is divine refreshing. Refreshing. He opened my ears, money by money. He opened my ears to hear as they learned. Divine refreshing. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He leads me beside the still water. He refreshes my soul. When God leads you, you are not tensed up. Check it. You are supernaturally refreshed. Remember in Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 16, talking about wisdom, he said, all her ways are ways of pleasure. Verse 17, our ways are ways of pleasure, and all our paths are peace. And wisdom is profitable to direct. So when you are guided, you enjoy divine pleasantness and peace. No tension, no hula baloo, blah, 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 blah. Refreshed. When the Lord gave us this land and said, this is the place, and I will come here in the night and ask my people to wait on the road, I'm coming. And I will tell the pastors anytime we meet, I can feel God here. I'll be walking through this forest alone. And I come and say, I can just feel God here. When God leads, he refreshes the land. There are no tests, no games, no gimmicks. Restful, peaceful. Watch out for it. Watch out for it. That's where Paul missed it. Why he went to Jerusalem? He missed it. He missed it because there was stress on his spirit. He didn't check it. Every truth of scriptures applies to everybody, no matter their calling. You won't lose your refreshing anymore. You won't lose your refreshing anymore. I was on the field yesterday for about 5 hours, ministering in 6 different places, and refreshed. There is no hiccups. Refreshed. Fresher than ever. Came back, went back on my other jobs and enjoying myself, and I've been doing that for how many years? When God leads, he refreshes the land. You won't miss your refreshing anymore. You have only one life to live. Don't live under pressure. Let God guide you. And then number three, proof. When God leads, he imbues the led with confidence. 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 I mean, how can God say, go forward? Go forward to where? To the Red Sea? Unusual confidence. Supernatural confidence. The Lord said unto Moses, where cry out unto me? I mean, it's because that they go forward. To where? To the Red Sea. And the Red Sea gave way. Your unusual confidence. We used to hear very terrible stories about this place, as wicked as utter witches. That's what they say in my place. the most notorious which is reside here. And when God said this is the place, I can't remember all those stories anymore. Let those wicked notorious ones come out. Let them come out. Unusual confidence accompanies a man and a woman that is led by God. Okay. I will dedicate this sanctuary in 12 months. A technical impossibility. There is no protocol in construction under heaven that will subscribe to it. Not even when the drawings are not done yet. Man, no approval, no processing, no nothing. Look, I believe that he will dedicate it like I believe in heaven. I didn't have one doubt in my heart. Yet there is no budget on ground. Unusual confidence accompanies anyone that is being led by God, not by we want to compete with somebody. By God. I will never think of it, talk less of pursue it. God said it, and I heard him, and I've been hearing him since I was 22 years old. I was a late comer. Someone was hearing Jesus. We were hearing from God as a baby. Amen. And so I came a bit late. But as for his voice, I can't mistake it for any other. Arubu ojo, abami agbalagba, kabi esire, obalai lai lai. His voice is so rich and ancient. Make a left. And I said, where do I go from here? Make a left. That voice has not changed. You don't change voice. That voice has not changed to my ears. And he can choose to speak to you as a child. Because 1,000 years is like one day. And one like it can be anything, it's everything. Glory to God. Confidence. Wherever your confidence is questioned, its leading becomes questionable. When it leads, it gives you unusual confidence to dare it. Praise God. Amen. And that's what puts in command of the supernatural. It is confidence that puts us in command of the supernatural. They were speaking boldly. And was confirming the word with signs and wonders following. You won't miss his leading. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Finally, number 3 or 4, supernatural breakthrough always accompanies his leadings. And they tasted not when he led them through the deserts. He brought forth water for them out of the rock. He cleared the rocks also, and the waters gushed out. Now, he led Moses to go back to Egypt. And what came out of him? And Moses was very great in the sight of the Egyptians. Very great in the sight of Pharaoh's servants and in the sight of all the people. His leading is our highway to a world of breakthroughs. And there was no prophet in the history of Israel like unto Moses. Deuteronomy chapter 34 and verse 10. And there arose not a prophet since in Israel like unto Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face. That's what attends to us. You know why God is doing what he's doing here now? We were led here. This is the place. Wherever you are led into is a land of breakthrough. Wherever he leads you into, It's a platform of breakthrough. It does not lead into realms of breakdowns. It leads people into realms of breakthroughs. Arise, get down to Lagos, raise me up, people. We were having some breakthroughs, I mean, very exciting time in Kaduna. But he has higher breakthroughs for us. Arise, get down to Lagos, raise me, people. That's where your next breakthrough is. And then, before we woke up to know it, pam, 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 50,000 people. And then the cloud shifted. This is the place. And we came down here. How you going to do it? First Sunday here, we were only on one wing, this wing. I told everybody, come from wherever you are, go to that wing. And I was speaking that day, I said, you know something? We will soon start a second service. One of my sons here, I said, how are we going to feed this first service? Supernatural breakthroughs always accompany people being led by God. You are the next to testify. Lift up your right hand. Ask Jesus, I subscribe to your leading today. Help me to assess your guidance all the days of my life. Help me to assess your guidance all the days of my life. Help me to assess your guidance all the days of my life. Help me to assess your guidance all the days of my life. Help me to assess your guidance all the days of my life. Help me to assess your guidance all the days of my life. Help me to assess your guidance all the days of my life. Help me to assess your guidance all the days of my life. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name, we are praying. Today is our turnaround banquet service. Please listen to me because something is going to burst forth in your life today. Those who do know their God, they shall be strong. How much of your God and my God I know is what determines what he does in my life. Let me tell everyone here today, we serve a turnaround God. When the Lord turned the captivity of his people, we were like them that dream. Zion is the church of God in prophecy. We serve a turnaround God. Remember not the former things, neither the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. And now they shall spring forth, shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. We serve a turnaround God. Say with me, I serve a turnaround God. Will any parent be excited having their children at the same spot all over the years? Will any parent be excited to have their children smell? But you know stagnant water smells. Stagnant water stings. Every form of stagnancy that anybody may be experiencing today, a turnaround is here for you. Because God is now your Father, as many as believed him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God. John 1:12. And now are we sons of God. He does not yet prepare what it shall be. But now, are we the sons of God? 1 John 3:2. So if it's a turnaround God, then you have a turnaround Father. Come and say with me, by redemption, I have a turnaround Father. And you know, Proverbs 13:22, he said, a good man leaveth an inheritance for his children's children. A good man leaveth an inheritance. So your turnaround father has an inheritance, a turnaround inheritance for you. So you have that heritage of turnaround in redemption. What do I mean? Proverbs 4:18, the Bible says, the path of the justified is as a shining light, and it shines more and more unto the perfect day. And we have been freely justified by the blood of Jesus. So our path is ordained to shine more and more, not to be at the same point over and again, but to keep shining more and more and more and more. My prayer is that your turn around father will gain access to you today. Yeah. And that you gain access to your inheritance in your father. Yeah. For example, the earth was once void without form. And then your turnaround father stepped in. What do we have today? The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and all that dwell therein. He stepped in. As he steps into your formless and empty life, my formless and empty life, he turns it around. So every empty area of anyone's life shall be turned around today. Every formless area of anyone's life shall be reformed today. Israel was once in captivity, in bondage, and hard labor. Exodus 1:11-14. It was a life of servitude. Therefore did he set them taskmasters to afflict them and their burdens. And they built for Pharaoh treasure cities, Python and Ramses. But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew. And they were grieved because of the children of Israel. And the Egyptians made the children of Israel to serve with rigor. And they made their lives bitter with hard bondage, in mortar and in brick, and in all manner of service in the field. All their service wherein they made them to serve was with rigor. But our turnaround God came down. He said, I've seen your affliction. Therefore have I come down to bring you out. And one day, their 430 years of bondage ended. Somebody's bondage is ending here today. In Exodus 12 and verse 36, the Lord gave them favor and transferred the whole wealth of Egypt to them and despoiled the Egyptians. Verse 42, and all the host, and it came to pass at the end of 430 years, even the same day, it came to pass that all the hosts of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt. Somebody is going out from his own land of Egypt today. I serve a turnaround God, and I have a turnaround father. Today, my turnaround must speak. Today, my turnaround must happen. Will somebody say that to himself? Now, let's say it together. Wait a minute. I serve a turnaround God. And I have a turnaround Father. Who will not withhold any good thing from me? I must return home today with my turnaround package. You believe it? Give the Lord the biggest clap offering. But obedience is key to assessing your heritage of turnaround. Obedience is key. Doing what God says to do is what entitles us to our turnaround heritage. Doing what God says to do. Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 1. If you will diligently hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments which I commanded this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. That's turnaround. It answers to obedience. Every turnaround testimony stems out of our obedience. That my son that is on the platform of Uber had no car to drive, so he's off the platform until he gets a car and jumped out. Prompt obedience is key to this. Same week, his means of livelihood was restored. Obedience. Now, Abraham could not have been a great man, because you can't say I will make you great when he's great already. He was an ordinary man, going through stress and strain perhaps. Get out of thy country. Here's your land, I will show you. And I will there make of thee a great nation. And I'm going to bless thee and make thy name great. And in this shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And I will bless them that bless thee, and him that causes you, I will cause. And so Abraham departed. Turn around, impossible without man's obedience. Obedience is key to your desire for a turnaround. In Psalm 112 and verse 1 to 3, to let you know it covers everybody, blessed is the man that feared the Lord, that delighted greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon earth, the generation of the upright shall be blessed, wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness will endure forever. Every turnaround is rooted in man's obedience. We have no why. Shame is staring us in the face. Mary said, whatever he tells you to do, do it. That's the key to your turnaround. John chapter 2 and verse 5. And that was the first miracle. The first turnaround miracle that Jesus did answered to man's obedience. And they filled the water pots with water. And the wine was sweeter than the one they bought with their money. A man was born blind, and you may think it's a wicked instruction. Man born without eyes, he said, yes, sir. Go to the pool called Siloam. Not they will take you anywhere you want to get there, get there. And he went. How he went, only himself knew. And washed and came back saying, turn around. Sir, you can pray forever. If you won't obey, you won't see turn around. Obedience is key. I've met people I've prayed for. Can't tell how. Pray more than prayer mountain. You know praying mantis, material mantis, those insects, they are always on their knees. I met someone recently who claims that he prayed 22 hours a day for a few number of years. But I can't track. I don't know more, but I couldn't track the effect on him. To obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. 1 Samuel 15:22. I also met someone some time back who has read the Bible through 3 times. Now, it should be a transfigured personality, but it wasn't. It wasn't. How much you know is not as important as what you do with what you know. Stop yourself. Don't deceive yourself. Obedience is key. Now, people are here today. You don't seek first the kingdom of God. You can't see what those who are seeking it see. No matter how you position yourself, you can have more titles than the Almighty God. There is no end to his accolades. You may have more titles than him. If you want to obey him, you won't see a change. You won't see a change. No matter how hard we'll be praying at the old church, it won't let this number come. It will make life unbearable for everybody in the environment and make him become a nuisance. No, we serve a God of dignity. Now, I want to increase you, but come to this forest. That's the only place I can contain you. He didn't say that, though. But you don't move. You won't go. You'll be there. The number will be dropping. They'll be punching in the tires. They'll be setting them on fire. You'll be going to court every day. Obedience. Obedience is the only way to assess your turnaround heritage. Obedience. 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 The only way to assess your turnaround heritage. Somebody's changing level. We say, serve God, serve God. I don't care. I don't serve God. Just let Papa pray for me. Papa's prayer can break scriptures. We'll never be a search for your obedience. Your obedience is vital. Look, no matter who prays over you, Jesus prayed over them in Nazareth. They were not healed. And the marvel that they all believe. They must believe before they can be healed. If they don't believe, no matter who prays for them, they won't be healed. If you want to obey God, look, if I pour a drum of oil on your head, it will make a difference. It will only wet your clothes. Amen. Glory to God. Children, have you any meat? Jesus asked. They said, no, we have labored all night. We can't get any food. He said, cast your net on the right side. And the Bible said, and ye shall find. And they cast therefore. Not that they wait therefore. They cast therefore. And they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Just simple obedience, turning everything around in your life. That will be your experience from now. That will be your experience from now. That will be your experience from now. That's the key to it. Now, today is our special monthly anointing service. The third Sunday of every month, and in our churches worldwide. And I'd like you to look out for something today. Look out for a fresh baptism of the spirit of obedience. That as this oil comes on your head, every siege of disobedience that makes you pull your shoulder against the truth. I know that's what God said. I'm not going to do that. I have my own mind. I don't want anybody to control me. Good. If the world cannot control you, God forbid, the devil will control you. If you won't let light guide you, darkness will take over. Darkness has no power except by the absence of light. It is the absence of light that gives power to darkness. Absence of light. Walking by scriptural commandments is walking in the light. And darkness becomes absolutely powerless. Absolutely powerless. I can't imagine anybody attack me while I'm preaching the gospel, when I'm even going on the street, where his presence is with me all the time. Amen. And I have power to tell the false servants and come on all the powers of the enemy that he gave to everybody else. But you must be on the go for him to enjoy it. Glory to God. One of my sons came to me one time. He was at the car wash area and they were talking about me. That no matter what the car is, we are going to kill him. So he came to my office. She was in the old church. I said, what's the matter? He said, travel out. Travel. I said, to where? Then he told me the story. I said, tell them to come. I'm in town. And I come late from the office every night. I leave the office at 1 a.m. So I'm very easy to kill. Tell them, because you may have trouble because some riff rats are talking something. If they look at me in the face and they leave, I'm not sent. Amen. You know, life is all in your hand. Walking in the light makes the powers of darkness helpless. In the name of Jesus, by the anointing of today, every seed of disobedience hanging around anyone's life, I command them destroyed. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. What is in the oil? Number one, the Spirit of the Lord is in the oil. David was anointed with oil, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon him from that day forward. What is in the Spirit of the Lord? Isaiah chapter 61 and verse 1. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to destroy everything disturbing you, and to proclaim liberty to the captives, to set you free from every chain and bandage of hell, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. So, by that anointing, your broken heart will be healed. The things upsetting you can't tell nobody will be taken care of. Your captivity will end. Every satanic spell and generational curses hanging over anyone's life shall be destroyed. And you are coming out of that imprisonment. You are coming out of that imprisonment. You are coming out of that imprisonment. That marital imprisonment is over today. That business and career imprisonment is over today. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. What is in the oil? Say with me, the quickening power of God. the spirit of him that raised Christ from the dead is in you, or dwells in you, he that raised Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by his spirit that dwells in you. By this anointing today, to quicken means to make alive. Everything dying or dead in anyone's life shall be quickened back to life. He said, the Son quickeneth whomsoever he wills. Amen. So, you believe it and you are quickened. For as the Father raises up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whomsoever he will. I'm leaving you now, but I'm sending the Comforter to you. He shall abide with you forever. I'm sending him to quicken you the way I quicken whomsoever I will. So as you partake of this anointing mystery today, every dying organ in your body, every malfunctioning organ in your system shall be quickened back to life. Thank you, Jesus. We have one God, one Spirit, one baptism. Ephesians chapter 4. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. So the Holy Ghost is the same. Whether he manifests as in the upper room or through the mystery of the oil, is the same Spirit. Ezekiel 36 and verse 27. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my ways. Ye shall keep my judgments and do them. Praise God. That's what they call the spirit of obedience. Now, in the name of Jesus, by this anointing today, receive a fresh baptism of the spirit of obedience in your life. And so shall it be. Your turnaround package is delivered today. We have an ongoing commandment, which we call Operation Command C. You may never have done it, but let this time be the platform for that turnaround you have been seeking all your life. And what must I do? Tell someone this week, come and see Jesus in action in this church. Bear him on your shoulder. Luke 15, verse 3 to 7. Compel him to come, so he can find rest. Amen. And watch how God responds with the release of your turnaround package. That my son did it for 1 week only. Within the same week, everything turned. You can say that for 50 years, nothing will turn. But rising up in obedience enforces your turnaround. Have a budget. Don't ask a cripple to run. Carry him. They were carrying that man to the beautiful gate every day until his turnaround came. Pick someone and carry him until his turnaround comes. That paralytic man, 4 men carried him to this place, to his place of turnaround, and he carried his bed. And from that time, he started carrying others. You won't obey what he commands, it won't bug his mind on what your concerns are. That's the way it works. I gave my life to Christ 50 years ago, February 19, 1969. So I've been some time with him. I have a bit of idea of how he reacts. and how he relates with his people. It's no respecter of persons. It's no respecter of persons. Now, may this season mark the beginning of your unending turnaround season in life. Lift up your right hand, everybody, and give God thanks for the word. If anything came true to you, give God thanks for it. If anything came true to you by the word of the Lord today, give God thanks for it. Give God thanks for it. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Very quickly, there are people in this service today that are not born again yet. That is number one step to assessing the blessings of the kingdom, among which is our turnaround heritage. You are here, you want to surrender your life to Christ and be born again, become a child of light, and walk free from the touch of the powers of darkness. You want to have eternal life, that having lived an overcomer's life down here, you spend eternity with Christ in heaven. Wherever you are, right here, any part of this sanctuary, please stand to your feet and I'll pray with you. You want to surrender your life to Christ this morning, please stand. You want to be born again this morning, please stand. You want your sins forgiven today, please stand. You want your name written in the book of life, please stand. God bless you. God bless you. And remain standing, please. Remain standing, please. This is your time for change. And remain standing, please. Please stand up and remain standing. In the name of Jesus. Now, there are also people here that need to rededicate their life to Christ. They want to reconnect back to God. They need to reconnect back to God. They've been having partial contact. They want to have full-blown contact. You are here this morning. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus. Please stand to your feet. I'll pray with you at the same time. You want to rededicate your life to Christ. God bless you. Stand to your feet. You want to rededicate your life to Christ. Please stand. I'm praying for you there where you are. Please stand. You want to rededicate your life to Christ, please stand. Now, everybody standing in the two cars, please move to the nearest aisle to where you are. Move to the edge of that seat where you are, and I'll be praying for you right there. Amen. Glory to God. No more stagnation. No more frustration. No more going in cycles. The God of turnaround, your Father, is releasing your turnaround package today. Yeah. The grace to obey your will to your turnaround is coming upon your life today. Yeah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. For everyone standing, please bow your heads for prayers and lift up your right hand to heaven and pray this prayer of faith after me. Ushers may want to share those materials that they have for those who don't have them. Amen. There are previous materials. You can please lift them up and go ahead and do that while we pray for these precious people. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you today. Forgive me all my sins. Wash me with your blood. I believe you died for me. On the third day you rose again, that I may be justified. Right now, I believe that my sins are forgiven. I'm justified by your blood. I'm saved. I'm restored back to the faith. I am now a child of God. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. I receive grace today to serve you all the days of my life. I receive grace today to live the overcomer's life, and I receive grace today to spend eternity with you at the end of my journey. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Now, be blessed of the Lord in the name of Jesus. I cover every one of you right now with the blood of Jesus. Remain covered against all satanic assaults in Jesus' precious name. So shall it be. Church, give the Lord a big hand for this precious soul. Amen. Be reminded of our Believers Foundation class that holds every Monday in about 710 locations across Lagos, Otan, Environ. Be there. You go for only two Mondays, 6 to 7:30 p.m. and you are empowered to live the overcomer's life. We will reach you today by the information on your sleep and let you know the one nearest to where you live. You'll be empowered to live the overcomer's life. Don't miss it for anything. Jesus is Lord. Shall we all rise, please? Amen. You came in with your bottles of oil, please bring them out. According to scriptures, the mystery of the anointing oil is a transgenerational mystery. He said, "This shall be a holy and holy anointing oil unto me throughout your generations." You start from verse 25, how God inaugurated the mystery of the anointing oil and what is inaugurated to do. "Thou shalt anoint Aaron and his sons that they may minister to me in the priest's office." Exodus chapter 30, verse 30 and verse 31. "This shall be an holy anointing oil unto me throughout your generation." So its impact is transgenerational. We saw it there. We saw it in 2 Chronicles 20. We saw it in 1 Samuel chapter 10. The oil. We saw it in 1 Samuel chapter 16, the oil. We saw it in Christ, Mark chapter 6, and the anointed with oil when they were sick and healed them. So it's a yoke destroyer. Whatever constitutes a yoke on your life, whether on your health, on your mind, on your business, on your career, whatever represents a yoke in any area of your life is declared destroyed today. David was anointed in chapter 16 of 1 Samuel. He killed Goliath in chapter 17. He became the chief of defense staff in chapter 18. So it's a turnaround oil. As this oil comes on your head, everything required to make your turnaround the reality is released in your life. And as this oil comes on your head, your obedience to God's commandment shall become delightsome. Obeying God will become a sweet delight to your soul. In the name of Jesus. I've not had one problem enjoying God's instructions. I don't feel ashamed of it. You know, somebody say, if you say that it didn't come to pass, no. I know the God I serve. If he tells me to say, he will bring it to pass. Grace for obedience to become a delight to your soul. Receive it today. Lift up those bottles. I declare the content of your bottles as the holy anointing oil. And as this oil comes on your forehead, everything begins to turn around in your favor. It shall be a baptism of the spirit of obedience in your life. And you shall henceforth be going from glory to glory. Yeah. From strength to strength. Yeah. From testimony to testimony. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. Put a little of that anointing oil on your fingertip and now on your forehead and begin to make your declarations. I'm free at last. From spiritual blindness, spiritual deafness. Free at last from all forms of captivities and all forms of imprisonment. Free at last. Free at last. Deliver from every oppression of the devil. Free at last. delivered from all the oppressions of the devil, free at last. In Jesus' precious name we are praying. And it shall come to pass in that day that the burden of wickedness shall be taken from your shoulder and its yoke from your neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. I decree the destruction of the yoke of the wicked on any area of your life. You are free forever. Your captivity is over. Your spiritual blindness and deafness is over. Every root of disobedience is destroyed in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. So shall it be. This shall be to you your turnaround oil. Your turnaround is coming one after another. Before you recover from one, the next one has come. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, we are going to take a shot of this oil for the quickening of our mortal bodies. Every terminal disease will dry off from the roots now. Every malfunctioning organ will come back into perfection. Everything blocking your way to fruitfulness will be destroyed now. Every poison planted on your inside tormenting you is over now. He said, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but there's one coming after me. He will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand. He will thoroughly purge his floor. He will gather the grains into the garner and burn off the chaff with his unquenchable fire. So whatever represents a chaff on your inside will be burned with this liquid fire today. Fibroid will be destroyed. HIV/AIDS will be destroyed. Hepatitis B will be destroyed. Cancer will be destroyed. And the name of Jesus shall be glorified. All that believes in the efficacy of this mystery, take a shot of this oil and glorify God. Thank you, Jesus. Cover your bottles, lift up your two hands and give God praise. Give God praise. Celebrate Him. That oil brought that dead child back to life. Everything dead in you is back to life. Lift up your two hands and celebrate God. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Lord. No one like you. No one like you, Jesus. 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 Blessed be your name, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we have entered the week 2 of Operation Come and See. This second week is your week. For those who have brought some people to Christ today, none of them will step back. This week, no one returns empty. For those who have come here for the first time, have you enjoyed Jesus' presence here now? Watch it. The goodness of this house follows you home today. Within the next 3 months, if you will stay connected and committed, your testimony will humble your mockers. Your testimonies will humble your mockers. In the name of Jesus Christ. So shall it be. Go to the highway and edges and compare them to come, that my house may be filled. In the mouth of people is the king's honor. And whosoever honors him, he will honor. Expect honor from God because of this operation. Come and see. My Father, who is also your Father, will honor you. And when God honors you, no devil can dishonor you. Welcome to your word of honor. Welcome to your word of honor. Give the Lord the biggest clap offering. Shall we together share the goodness of the Lord in fellowship? God's goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Just before you leave, if you got your copy, please lift it up. Your copy of next Sunday's flyer, our financial fortune banquet. No more financial misfortune in your life. Everybody speaking a word. Holy Spirit, breathe upon these materials. Let it go forth and draft multitudes into your kingdom. Let this coming Sunday be a sandal of multitudes that will turn their life over to you and enjoy your blessings, of financial blessings, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, wait a minute. Tell them this is one commission that does not know financial strength. Only those who have it can give it to you. You and anybody you can with shall be out of every form of financial strength all the days of your life. So shall it be. I have dominion, and I take dominion. Congratulations. Please be reminded, special healing service holds at the Youth Chapel immediately after this service.